Now, I'm curious for both of you. You know, I find that I don't really actually know what I think until I write. It kind of flows through me, you know, whatever I'm doing with pen and pencil or with a computer. Do you find that the craft comes first, the project comes first, or is writing just something you do out of habit or need now?
At first, I have to know what I'm writing about. I have to have an idea. I have to have a plan. I have to have a blueprint, basically, of what I want to write. But after a while, it was just like, I have these ideas. I have a full thing of notes in my phone. I just take things out and I'm like, let's use that. And if I want to take it a certain way, I put my own feelings into it. Every writer puts feelings into it. But I want to form it into something my own. I think that my own dialect comes out in certain ways. I think my own ideas come out in certain ways. I don't know. It just forms on the paper. And then, you know, editing and the processes of that come along. But yeah.
Sophie, what about you?
I think that so much of my work is character driven, whether that be poetry or prose. It's really about getting inside someone's head or figuring out where the gap is between what people see in them and what they're really feeling. And of course, all that work ends up really in the end being about me. And I'll kind of create this cognitive distance where I'll say, of course, I'm doing, you know, an exploration of this character who lived in a different time or a different place than me. But in the end, I'll really end up figuring something out about myself, about relationships I'm going through or moments in my life that, you know, seemed very clinical to me at the time. And you're sort of unburdening yourself and realizing the deep effects of things that you've been through. So oftentimes try to start writing very funny things and very quickly they will turn into very sad things, which is a great process, I think, because if you can laugh about the things that, you know, you're going through, but you can also accept when they're real moments of change or of empathy with someone else or with yourself, I think that's really important to any individual. But writing is how I get there.
Well, you have to be able to laugh. And who couldn't laugh at Crimes Against Cheese? I mean, really, truly.